producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. This is actually his youngest son, Patrick. Paul is off this week. He's off in France. He was off last week as well. He's with a group of listeners in France, enjoying the countryside. I know he's having a great time over there. I've seen a few pictures on Facebook and via text. It's amazing how you can actually get these in real time now. It's pretty cool that I feel like I'm seeing some of the things that they see. But I'll be here until 10 o'clock today. My father will be back next week. I know he's excited to be back and talking with you, as I am excited to be here and helping you out today. Give us a call today at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Again, I'll be here till 10 o'clock answering all your gardening questions. And I'll do everything I can to help you out. Hopefully we can get you some good answers, some things that will help you out in the garden. Looking like today's going to be a better day than last Sunday. Just the start of the day. The sun's actually out. Before, it was a nice hazy day in the beginning. It was cooler, so that was nice. This morning I got in and it was felt like it was in the 50s. It felt like it was a fall day, not a summer day. It's hard to believe that it's August 10th. And we're having 50-degree weather. I know midweek we're supposed to be getting some rain here. So be good for the garden. I know it's been a little warmer. Had a fair amount of rain this year, but any rain will help the garden grow a little bit. You know, keeping the heat down. Some of the plants do enjoy the heat, but I'll tell you, it's been an enjoyable summer so far. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We have a couple interviews today, one at 8 o'clock with Lonnie from Turf Trust. We'll be talking about Turf Trust, have a few products there. And we'll discuss and get some more information out and discuss why you should go with their fertilizer. It's a great product, so it'll be good to get some more information out there. And then at 9 o'clock, it'll be Art from Bonide. Be talking about a few different things there, the different products we can be using in the garden at this time. I know last week we had a few questions about tomatoes and the blossom end rot, what we can do there. We also, you know, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure it's right around the corner, is the tomato hornworm and what we can use to get rid of that there. A couple things, you know, just to talk about would be what you should be doing now in the lawn, what you should be doing now in the garden. Lawn, I talked about it last week. I even said, you know, if it wasn't for crabgrass, I wouldn't have a lawn. Well, it's the truth. But this is the time, the next week or so, to start getting rid of that crabgrass because starting a new lawn is just around the corner. Putting the lawn down, best time to be doing a lawn is in the fall or late summer, about, you know, end of August, beginning of September. It's a perfect time of year to do it. The grass doesn't have that much to compete with. A lot of the weeds are already, you know, they've basically started to hibernate, if you will. They've gone deeper into the soil, so they have nothing to, the regular grass seed that you put down doesn't have as much to compete with, so it actually makes it better. You can focus on the seed instead of all the weeds. So right now is why you would be out there spraying the crabgrass grass control, that type of thing, to get rid of the weeds. Give yourself a couple weeks before it's time to start seeding. And way we can be ahead of it, and then when it comes time for the perfect time, you have a good amount of time before the winter sets in for that lawn to get established. More time in the fall, the better. And, you know, you could be using a weed beater crab control from Bonide out there. It's a hose end spray. You just attach to the hose and spray all over the lawn. It would be perfect to be doing this morning. You know, about 2 weeks from now, we're talking the 24th of August. So that's just about the time you could start putting some lawn down, depending upon the heat. It's looking like the way that's been going this year, it could be the perfect time. So it might be good just to get it now. And if in 2 weeks, you know, 10 to 14 days, you haven't killed all the crabgrass, that type of thing, still gives you a couple weeks time before, you know, you start the grass seed, putting that down. Because usually with any control that you put down, you usually have to wait about 10 to 14 days before you put any grass seed down. So right now is the perfect time to really get out there, get started, start to get the process going for a new lawn. You know, you don't get those perfect lawns without a little bit of work and, you know, constant basis. And this is what you should be doing going forward. You know, you want to get that ready and started so that in the fall when you go to that first fertilizer after a starter fertilizer, you know, you're really getting the roots started. You know, the more you take care of the roots, the better the shoots are for you in the future. So it's definitely something you need to be working on. Well, give us a call here at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Give a call into Shane. Everybody seems to be on vacation. I know Tom, my father's normal producer, is on vacation, so Shane and I are here. You know, might say the B team, but I'd like to say the A team, if you know what I mean. So we're here to help you out. Just give Shane a call at 855-660-4261. And join us on the Garden Club here, and we'll do everything we can to help you out with your gardening questions. So another thing this time of year that you're looking at is, you know, it's kind of getting towards the end of it, but roses, any of the non-like knockout roses, the non-patent, that type of thing, you're starting to see, or you have seen for a while now, the black spot, or it's turning yellow with little black spots on it. You know, there's a couple products out there, the drenches that you can use to take care of the black spot and do for the future and help for the future. It's definitely a great product. I always recommend it with customers here at my garden center at Northeast Nursery where I work. And it's something that you can use as a preventative. That's usually the best way to be doing things. When you know something actually has something every year, is to just go ahead and do it, especially with something along these lines that's going to go for about, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. Some of the drenches will go 4 to 6 weeks. So usually the best management of this is just to remember from year to year, maybe keep a journal. I know my father has a garden journal that's on his website that you could actually write all this stuff down and keep a year-to-year basis and just tell you, all right, this is the time of year that the roses are going to start to get that little black spot if they're going to get them. I should probably be ahead of it by a little bit. It depends on this type of weather. Always the weather is permitted. It always changes everything. You know, this year we weren't really expecting as much rain. I mean, who would have thought we would have a tornado in the Boston area? That, and I know there's been two in Maine, so three in New England in at least a month, which is a little extreme. So you never know with the weather what's going to happen. So you got to keep that in mind. But usually it's about the same time. It's like in the spring. In this area, we all know that the winter moth is coming. We know we got to do our process, when we have to start, what we need to do next, etc. So it's definitely something you just want to, you know, start writing down these few things and get ahead of things instead of saying, all right, you know, what can I do? Because it's always better to be ahead of something than when it happens, because we're putting some stress on the plant, on the lawn, etc. And so it takes a little bit more strength, etc., to be put onto the plant or the lawn to get it back to full growth. So if we're watching it prior, it'll definitely help you out for the future. So it's something that I highly recommend that we do for the future. Now give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock. Help you with all your gardening questions. You know, if you don't have a garden question, feel free to give us a call. We'll do the best we can to answer all of them. So just give us a call, 855-660-4261. A couple things that you can be, a couple other things I touched on last year, and I'll probably be asking Art this again because he's the one who actually brought this up to me last year, and I think it's a great idea, is spraying 8 from Bonide into the woods for a flea and tick kill. For the fall, usually doing, he actually does it a couple times a year, he's told me, in the spring and in the fall. Great little idea. You spray into the woods the first 15 feet into the woods in your area, or like a wooded area, or like something that's high weeds, etc. Not your lawn as much because the, you know, the ticks don't really hang out in the short grass in the sun. They don't really like that. They'd rather be cool and be in the shade. So that's something that you, you know, think about. But 8 from Bonide, you spray that in a perimeter around the house about 15 feet. That's actually going to help you kill the ticks. You know, there's a big thing about Lyme disease, and that's it's been getting bigger and bigger each year. So it's something to worry about, something to think about, and it's a good little product. And I'll ask Art about that again. But the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's ARMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're doing a little bit better than last week. I don't have to talk as much. I heard there's a couple callers on the phone. So, Shane, who's up first on the Paul Parent Garden Club?
First up, we've got Carol. She's calling in from New Hampshire, and she wants to talk about her Rose of Sharon.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you? Karen, I'm going to need you to speak up a little bit. Can barely hear you.
Yes. This is the first year that my Rose of Sharon has buds on it. And they've been the same size for a couple of weeks. And I'm just wondering, are those going to open? Or I don't know. I've seen other people's in their yards, and theirs are all in blossom.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of the Rose of Sharon. It's this time of year. You kind of know summer's here when you see those. What I would suggest doing is going to those buds and just feeling them. If they're soft inside or if they're hard, you'll be able to kind of tell where they're going from. If you have a lot of buds, you might want to just pick one and see if you can open it up and see what's going on inside there. If nothing's really come at this point, they do like a lot of heat. I know New Hampshire might be a little bit behind Massachusetts here just with temperatures and whatnot, but I don't really think so. So I definitely just take a look at the buds, feel them. If it's strong, it's a little bit harder. Something should be coming there for you in the future. It's one of those things that's really hard to tell without actually seeing the bud, grabbing it and feeling it. If you're getting a ton of buds, you know, it might be just really just working on that, trying to get it out there. It might be a little bit longer. I know you said about 2 weeks that it's been budded up, but it does take a little bit of time for it to really get strong enough to open up for you. But I bet once it does actually open up, it's going to be gorgeous and just be completely full. What I'd suggest doing for the future to help it out is this fall, giving it like a half-strength fertilizer, like a flower tone, cut the ratio in half, use that in the fall, and then again in the spring use just a regular, maybe an all-purpose fertilizer, or maybe a 5-10-5 to help with the blossoms for the year. So that might be something to do for next year. At this time, it might be a little bit too late to be doing that, to be pushing it. So definitely just got to take a look at the bloom and see, all right, is there something in here? Sometimes the blossom, after it flowers, the pod still stays on there, kind of closes. You don't see anything in there, and it's just kind of gone by. So definitely try and take a look. This is the time of year where the roses of Sharon are in full bloom. So you might still have some hope. It might be just another couple days or a week or so, but you just have to do a little bit more research in there and see if it's how the buds are looking.
Okay, in the spring, last spring, I used plant tone. I should buy flower tone?
You can use plant tone or flower tone. Either one of those are pretty good. For the roses here, and plant tone, you know, that's perfect if you already have it. But definitely use it this fall on a half strength. Don't use, it should recommend, depending upon the size, 1 pound per foot of the branching or something along those lines. You're going to cut that in half. So if it says 1 pound, you're going to use half a pound. You don't want it to be as strong, but you still want to give something to the root system so that it has a better winter, and it actually will stay in there and get, you know, the longevity of the plant is going to help it. It's going to help the root system, and it's going to help you for next year. The more you take care of the root system, the better off you are for the rest of the plant for next year. And Rose of Sharon, as we all know, seems to not really show any signs of living until, like, the time where you're like, well, I guess it's done. I'm going to have to dig that plant up. And all of a sudden, all the leaves pop out, usually around, you know, middle of May. You're always just like, all right, you know, is this plant going to make it this year? Is it not? And after this winter, you never know. And that could be a factor for some of the blossoms as well. Because we did have a very hard winter. So that could be a little bit of the factor, but I'd definitely take a look at the blossoms and see if you're seeing anything underneath there. And I bet you are. I bet you it's a little bit behind. The cooler weather is making it feel like it's not summer.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your help.
And we thank you for the phone call, Carol. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll try to do everything we can to answer your gardening questions today.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, chicken, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 Bottle 30 Days Summer Giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNLive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30 Bottle 30 Days Summer Giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out with some of your gardening questions. I know we have Daryl on the line, so Shane, let's speak with Daryl this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Daryl. How are you?
Wonderful. Got a friend with a tomato plant, and it's a vina type, you know, indeterminate most likely, but he doesn't know. It's already up 5 feet on a lattice work, and it's well, it's actually probably a foot above that. He asked me, should he prune the terminal end off to try to ripen the lower tomatoes? There's a whole bunch of all green ones. And I said, get a taller stick and let Mother Nature do it. Cut a few of the extra leaves out. But any thoughts on getting his tomatoes to sort of pick up the pace and turn red before it snows here?
Yeah. Hopefully snow isn't right around the corner. I know you guys are in Vermont, but you never know. We've seen We've seen stranger things in New England. You wouldn't, you never thought that a tornado would have been here. So
no.
I hear you. But, you know, he's kind of got to let Mother Nature do what he's got to do, because cutting off the top there is making you're forcing it to want to do more growth on the top and focus on the top. By pinching that, you're going to start to, the hormones that are at the top of the plant are actually going to now start to compete with each other to get, you know, you're going to have two tops. And it could actually prolong the period of when they start to ripen. You know, I would think that we haven't really had enough of the heat, the warm weather, to actually push some of the orange, the red tomato color into it. Not enough growing degree days, really, for that to happen. One thing I would suggest doing is thinning out some of the leaves like you had suggested, just to let some of the airflow go through there. It's not only going to help the plant, you know, with the production of the fruit, but it's also going to make sure that some of the, you know, any diseases or fungus, that type of thing, don't build up with all the rain that we've been having. We have had a large amount of rain, considerably for a summer, that I've seen in a few years. So anything you can do to allow the air to go through there freely. I mean, I'm not saying take off all the leaves.
No.
Take off a few that are, take a few that are crossing, some that are, you know, on top of each other, that are leaning on top of each other. Take one out of the two. That way that airflow helps through, and it'll actually help dry out the plant a little bit more, and it'll almost produce a little bit of heat that way that you can force it. Another thing he could try to do is use tomato tone from Espoma.
Mm-hmm.
If he hasn't done that, that could help it. It's a nice granular, breaks down after watering, etc. That might be a nice way to do that, produce it. It usually lasts about 3 to 4 weeks in there, maybe a little bit less time in the soil, but you know, you're really just trying to focus on that and help it, give it a little something extra. But I think you should be all right. The other thing that you can do, other thing you can suggest for next year, to try and get the blossoms pollinated early, is there's a tomato spy or tomato set from Bonide. Comes in a little spray bottle that you actually spray the blossoms.
Yeah, I've used
it. So what you're doing. Yeah, what you're doing is pollinating the tomatoes earlier, especially in Vermont where you have a shorter growing period. That just helps you produce the fruit quicker, and you know, maybe that'll help him in the future.
Haven't got a good recipe for green tomato relish, do you?
I know my father has a green tomato jam that he has been passed down for years. You can find that on his website at paulparent.com. He usually will send it out, but I know that, definitely. But I know that that recipe has been going around for many years on the show itself, but I know he has it up there on some of the recipes on his website and a few other ones. I know on his newsletter every week there is a recipe at the bottom of it.
That's right. Yeah.
I know he loves trying to make some of those each week, so maybe I'll have him put something out there, because we are at a green tomato time, and if a few people have it out there, maybe we'll get something out there.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Yuri, we thank you for the phone call, Daryl. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've got plenty of open lines to be calling. Give us a few questions, as you can tell from the question before. Tomatoes, this is the time of year. Everything's popping up. We're getting ready for fall and going from there. Just be soon, you'll be seeing pumpkins starting to turn orange in the next couple weeks. Hopefully it's more like 3 to 4 weeks to turn orange, maybe a little bit longer, because I'd like to prolong this summer as much as we can with this cool weather, but I'll take the weather we're getting. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock answering all your gardening questions the best we can. And my father will be back next week. He's been in France since, not this past Tuesday, but the Thursday before. That's right. He's coming home on Tuesday. So he'll be back next week to join you, answer all your gardening questions, do everything he can to help you out just like normal. And you'll hear that voice that we all love to hear in the morning on Sundays will wake us up, grab the coffee, and get ready for the day. Phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, Shane, we got anybody on the line?
Yeah, we have Ruth in New Jersey. She wants to talk about some beet tops.
Ruth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Well, good morning, Patrick. Well, it was a double shock this week. Not only were the farmer's beet tops very leathery, because the first thing I did when he gave me all these lovely beets, I said, where are the tops? Because as a young girl all my life, we just loved those beet tops. They were just as good, if not better, than spinach. So that was the first shock. The beets were lovely, lovely bunches of beets, but no tops. Well, first thing I do is wrap the beet up in foil, put it in the oven, and boy, the skin slipped right over the beets. You know, the minute you put them in the hot oven, the skins are so easy to slip right off. And the beets are delicious. Oh, my dear, the beets weren't even red. They weren't. I was afraid to eat them. And I thought, I've got to call Patrick. Well, I was going to call your father, of course, and I'm glad, thank you, that he's going to be back next week if all is well. There's got to be an answer for that. The beet tops were leathery. All right, I never saw them. But my heavens, I was afraid the beets were tan, a tan color. I didn't want to even eat them. They were little, maybe stripes here and there of some red, and that's all.
Interesting. And so the whole inside was... The whole inside was like a tan color instead of the normal red?
Yes, yes, Patrick. And I thought, there's got to be an answer for this. I've never seen anything like it in my life, so I wasn't going to say anything. I thanked him very much. And I thought, I'm not going to do anything until I've talked to Patrick. Talk to your dad, really, Paul. I was going to wait a couple of weeks. And I thought, no, I'm going to call Patrick. He's got to know that the soil is lacking something. I don't know what.
It seems like there could be a couple things here. He could actually have... I've actually got them a little bit either too late or too early. Sometimes they'll revert back to like that tan color because the red color that you get in there does take some time to build into it. The more growing days that we have, the stronger it is.
That's good to hear me hear you say that, Patrick.
It seems like they might be a little bit too early. I would say, depending upon when they were grown, you know, when they were started, because sometimes, they need about, 6 to 8 weeks, depending upon how strong they are and how you want them.
Right.
So they could be a little bit too young for you, and that could be the reason.
Why would the boy say to me that, I said, where are the beet tops? Because I said, I love beet tops as much as I do the beets. And he said, oh, my dad cut them all off. The beet tops were just too big and leathery. I thought, leathery?
What he might have done is he actually could have, they could have been in the ground too long. That seems, if they're too big and leathery, that means that they got forced a little bit. It could have something to do with the weather this year because we've had a different type of season than most during the summer. You know, we haven't really had, at least up here in New England, we haven't had the real hot time during the season where it's just, you know, you get like
well,
2 weeks of heat.
We're finding that here in New Jersey, too. It's, you know, we're not even sweltering hot like the usual summers are. But,
and so what's happening is with all the rain that we're getting, then it'll get warm where it's pushing some of the growth of the leaves when it comes to like underground like tubers, like the like the beet or like a potato. So what's happening is it's just pushing the top. And they're kind of stretching for the sun, looking for it a little bit more than normal, you know, because we're having more rain, so it's darker during the day.
Yes, I can agree with you there, but I thought the soil is lacking something. Why are the beets not red? Can you imagine that? At this stage of my life, I was afraid to eat the beets because I didn't like the color. I thought something's all wrong. Never brought me the tops. So, all right, they were at the reactor to see that, so I couldn't wait to get the beets in the oven so the skin slipped right off them. And, oh, boy, I go to work on them. And I didn't know what I saw.
Well, Ruth, I think it's just, you know, the different year that we've been having. Maybe the where you got them, maybe he's...
Don't you think his soil needs something?
His soil might need something, but it, you know what could have happened is sometimes you have to rotate crops every like 5-6 years. That way you can have something a little bit different. Maybe it's time for him to rotate the crop to another spot for next year.
Take a look
at the soil.
Patrick, now that is something I didn't think of, but I thought I want to be very kind to that man. He's very kind to me. And I thought, what am I going to do when he asks me how the beets were? I said, certainly if he gets his own, tries to cut his own beets, he'll understand what's happening. But I didn't know. I've never seen in all my life never beets without any color on them.
Well, Ruth, we thank you for the phone call and just pass along, you know, just maybe you should rotate the crops possibly, but he could have just had them in the ground a little bit too long this year, just a different year. We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito darts are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets,
right,
birds, and other wildlife.
Line,
just float an all-natural mosquito dart in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dart will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito darts are available at a garden center near you.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Shane, let's go right to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we have Betsy in New Hampshire. She wants to talk about Stella D'Oro.
Betsy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, Patrick. My Stella D'Oros are done blooming, and I have all these pods on the top. I want to know, should I cut those pods off? And I know they had seeds in them, and if I could use those seeds to plant more, you know, to grow more plants.
You could definitely get rid of the seed pods that are on there, cut them back, the stem back to, you know, as far back to the ground as you can. You could try planting those seeds, but it is a little bit harder to do from seed. It does take a little bit of time. You actually have to go through a process, get the seeds out of there, chill them for a bit in like a damp towel, get them in there, chill a little bit, and go through a period of time so they can rejuvenate and get ready to go into the soil. You're actually almost better off splitting the plant like that in half and transplanting it in other spots and allowing it to grow that way for next year. Definitely, you don't want to split it so you don't have any roots underneath it, but you could split it in half so you have roots on both sides and it would go that way. That's something that I would suggest doing. It's a lot easier than going with the seeds. Like I said, the seeds you're going to have to, cull out of the pot itself, clean them, let them soak in some water to get rid of all the other the little fur that's in there, etc., that type of thing. Then you're going to have to dampen them, give them a cooling period, and put them in the refrigerator for about 7 to 10 days. Then you're going to have to try and germinate them and see if that works. But it is a harder process. It's not 100% accurate that it's going to happen each time. You don't have it that every time you get the seed it's going to work. It's going to be a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm used to splitting them, but I just saw the pods and I thought, I was just curious, really.
You can do it. It's just going to be a little bit more work, and it's going to be a little harder, and it's not always guaranteed that it will work. Really have to go through some of the system to make it happen, and you're really looking for that seed to germinate and get some roots. So it's almost like starting at the beginning of the year and doing that type of thing, but mostly Stella Diora and most of the daylilies, the repeat bloomers, they're the easiest is just to split them. They're kind of like a hosta in that aspect. When you split them, they get bigger. So they are great in that aspect. But it still can be done. It just takes a little bit of patience and a little bit of time. I do a little bit of research on online just to make sure the period of time of the dormancy of the seed is right. I can't remember exactly how many days you need to have it really just chilled, that type of thing. So I definitely take a look at that online. There's a bunch of articles out there. If you can get anything from one of the state websites, like a Penn State, or the university websites like Penn State or UMass, Extension, that type of thing, they'll give you the best information, because not everything out on the internet is the truth, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Okay, thank you very much.
We thank you for the phone call, Betsy. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're talking about the Stella Diora. The great thing about the Stella Diora is the repeat blooming. It blooms all summer. It's great repeat, daylily, not hydrangea. Hydrangeas do have some repeat bloomers there with the Endless Summer collection. But the repeat bloom with the daylily, that's got the orange color to it. And then you have the Happy Returns, which has more of like a limey color. Those are two of the most popular daylilies that do return and do actually rebloom. So you could be using those in the garden, getting those set up. So that's a good little option for the garden. It's when they do come to seed, it is harder to do. And I highly recommend just splitting them. But it is something that... growing by seed does take a little bit more work. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but it does take some time. Definitely do a little bit of research, like I said. Just find the university websites. Those usually have the best one. I like UMass Extension, UMass Amherst, where I went to school, where my dad went to school. So definitely try them. Phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.